True to Form by Elizabeth Berg. Read by Jen Taylor.
It is the first Sunday evening of the summer, the sky an ash rose color and losing its light tonight. I am sitting on the floor in my room with a mirror propped up against a stack of magazines, setting my hair according to the directions in modern style. If I do it right, I will get a perfect flip. I just need to sleep in such a way that the rollers do not become pushed out of place as they usually do. Either they get pushed out of place or I take them all out in the middle of the night. I don't know why. I don't even remember doing it. I just wake up and there the rollers are, thrown down on the floor. I guess my sleep self and my awake self don't agree about beauty. The radio is turned on low to Moody River, and my question is, why did she kill herself if the guy was just a friend? And also, how can Pat Boone be singing so smoothly if his heart is broken? He sounds like Perry Como singing Magic Moments, when he should be sounding like Brenda Lee sobbing, I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm thinking about how tomorrow I will lie out on a towel in the yard, slicked up with baby oil to get going on my tan. I like it when you lie there for a long time and feel the sun's heat like a red thing behind your lids. You see a map of your own veins, and then when you open your eyes, the view is bleached a bit of its colors. When I was 9 years old, someone told me you must never look at the sun straight on because it could make you blind. This made me go right outside and stare up at it, and when my eyes protested and shut automatically, I held my lids open until my eyes burned and watered so much I had to stop. I did not go blind. I do have to wear glasses, but I was wearing them before I stared at the sun.